Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Congratulations, Joe. You are now officially the funniest teenager in Scotland. You won a prize at the Edinburgh Festival. Tell us more about it.
It was a competition for stand-up performers. Each person had to go on stage and tell a few jokes.
What were you thinking when you were waiting for the jury's decision?
I knew my jokes were amusing, but honestly, I found the other competitors' jokes much funnier. And I was sure one of them would win. So I couldn't believe it when the jury called my name.
How did you prepare for the competition?
I told jokes in front of my family. I didn't get nervous when I forgot what to say next or when I didn't make anybody laugh. I just knew I had to practice more.
Do you remember the first joke you wrote?
I do. It was inspired by what had happened to me on holiday in Thailand. After returning home, I wrote a joke about it. Now I write down everything that's funny.
Have you always been interested in comedy shows?
Oh, yeah. I've loved watching sitcoms since I was a child. I've often imagined myself starring in one of them. Maybe one day I will. Who knows?
And what now? Anything interesting coming up?
I got invited onto BBC Radio Scotland to talk about teen comedians. I've also been asked to be one of the jurors at a comedy night show in a Glasgow cafe. I'll judge the teens who want to be stand-up comedians like me.
Thank you, Joe.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Congratulations, Joe. You are now officially the funniest teenager in Scotland. You won a prize at the Edinburgh Festival. Tell us more about it.
It was a competition for stand-up performers. Each person had to go on stage and tell a few jokes.
What were you thinking when you were waiting for the jury's decision?
I knew my jokes were amusing, but honestly, I found the other competitors' jokes much funnier. And I was sure one of them would win. So I couldn't believe it when the jury called my name.
How did you prepare for the competition?
I told jokes in front of my family. I didn't get nervous when I forgot what to say next or when I didn't make anybody laugh. I just knew I had to practice more.
Do you remember the first joke you wrote?
I do. It was inspired by what had happened to me on holiday in Thailand. After returning home, I wrote a joke about it. Now I write down everything that's funny.
Have you always been interested in comedy shows?
Oh, yeah. I've loved watching sitcoms since I was a child. I've often imagined myself starring in one of them. Maybe one day I will. Who knows?
And what now? Anything interesting coming up?
I got invited onto BBC Radio Scotland to talk about teen comedians. I've also been asked to be one of the jurors at a comedy night show in a Glasgow cafe. I'll judge the teens who want to be stand-up comedians like me.
Thank you, Joe.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Skydiving was something I really wanted to do. When an opportunity came, I decided to give it a try. I was very excited about it. But when I was on the plane and I realized it was my turn, I started to panic. I told myself that I'd only be afraid for a moment and then everything would be fine. But when I jumped out, I got so frightened that all the excitement was gone. When the parachute finally opened, I only thought about landing on the ground as quickly as possible. I'll never do it again. Two.
Are you afraid of ghosts? If you want to find out, you should buy The Visitor from Nowhere. The main character is a woman stuck in an isolated house during a terrible snowstorm. In the house, the woman starts hearing strange noises and people's voices. Is she imagining them, or is she in real danger? Many of those who got to the last page of Paula Atkinson's latest thriller kept the lights on for the whole night. It's an incredible story.
Three. When I was seven, I saw a huge roller coaster and I wanted to have a ride. My parents were against it, but I was determined. And after a few months, they finally let me go. I sat in the front seat of the second car. It was amazing, so fast and so exciting. After I got off, I wanted to go back on again and again. Now I'm a student and I still enjoy roller coaster rides. The bigger, the better. I think it's something everyone should try. Four.
And now a dramatic story from Los Angeles. This afternoon, a driver lost control of a van and drove into a jewelry shop. It happened so suddenly that the three people who were shopping there didn't manage to escape. They were paralyzed with fear. But fortunately, nobody was hurt. When the police arrived, the driver explained that he couldn't stop the van as there was something wrong with the brakes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Skydiving was something I really wanted to do. When an opportunity came, I decided to give it a try. I was very excited about it. But when I was on the plane and I realized it was my turn, I started to panic. I told myself that I'd only be afraid for a moment and then everything would be fine. But when I jumped out, I got so frightened that all the excitement was gone. When the parachute finally opened, I only thought about landing on the ground as quickly as possible. I'll never do it again. Two.
Are you afraid of ghosts? If you want to find out, you should buy The Visitor from Nowhere. The main character is a woman stuck in an isolated house during a terrible snowstorm. In the house, the woman starts hearing strange noises and people's voices. Is she imagining them, or is she in real danger? Many of those who got to the last page of Paula Atkinson's latest thriller kept the lights on for the whole night. It's an incredible story.
Three. When I was seven, I saw a huge roller coaster and I wanted to have a ride. My parents were against it, but I was determined, and after a few months they finally let me go. I sat in the front seat of the second car. It was amazing, so fast and so exciting. After I got off, I wanted to go back on again and again. Now I'm a student and I still enjoy roller coaster rides. The bigger, the better. I think it's something everyone should try. Four.
And now a dramatic story from Los Angeles. This afternoon, a driver lost control of a van and drove into a jewelry shop. It happened so suddenly that the three people who were shopping there didn't manage to escape. They were paralyzed with fear, but fortunately nobody was hurt. When the police arrived, the driver explained that he couldn't stop the van as there was something wrong with the brakes.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One morning, after Thomas McCormack left for work, his dog, a Labrador called Paddy, ran outside into the garden. There, the neighbours saw him jump onto a trampoline and fly over the fence. The dog then followed McCormack to the train station, ran onto the platform and jumped onto the train just as the doors were closing. When the train left the station, the dog finally found his owner. McCormack was surprised to see Paddy run into his compartment. The next day, he decided to move the trampoline away from the fence.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One morning, after Thomas McCormack left for work, his dog, a Labrador called Paddy, ran outside into the garden. There, the neighbours saw him jump onto a trampoline and fly over the fence. The dog then followed McCormack to the train station, ran onto the platform and jumped onto the train just as the doors were closing. When the train left the station, the dog finally found his owner. McCormack was surprised to see Paddy run into his compartment. The next day, he decided to move the trampoline away from the fence.
Two. The tiny town of Sweat, South Dakota, is now for sale. Sweat is a ghost town without any people living in it. It has several empty houses and a large area of wasteland. It can be yours for $250,000. It first became available 16 months ago, and it almost sold, but the transaction wasn't completed. Now, any potential buyer will pay 10% less, so it's a real bargain. Hopefully the town will find a new owner soon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The tiny town of Sweat, South Dakota, is now for sale. Sweat is a ghost town without any people living in it. It has several empty houses and a large area of wasteland. It can be yours for $250,000. It first became available 16 months ago, and it almost sold, but the transaction wasn't completed. Now, any potential buyer will pay 10% less, so it's a real bargain. Hopefully, the town will find a new owner soon. Three.
It seems that a selfie stick is not just a tool used to help you take photos. My elderly neighbour told me that one day she borrowed a selfie stick from her grandson and wanted to try it out. She was walking with the stick in her hand when she was attacked by a masked man who wanted to steal her handbag. She raised the stick and was going to hit him with it, but before she did, he managed to run away. I'm sure he will now stay away from old ladies carrying selfie sticks.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
It seems that a selfie stick is not just a tool used to help you take photos. My elderly neighbour told me that one day she borrowed a selfie stick from her grandson and wanted to try it out. She was walking with the stick in her hand when she was attacked by a masked man who wanted to steal her handbag. She raised the stick and was going to hit him with it, but before she did, he managed to run away. I'm sure he will now stay away from old ladies carrying selfie sticks.
Four.
Oh, you're back. Did you visit the Museum of Science on your trip?
Yes, it was great. There are more than 400 amazing exhibits. Can you imagine?
How did you get your ticket?
I bought it online, but it wasn't easy. The internet page isn't available in English, so it was really difficult for me to register and complete the booking form. It was a nightmare. Fortunately, it turned out that they had clear explanations in English in all the exhibition rooms. The problem started again in the canteen. The menu wasn't translated, so I picked something that looked yummy. And luckily, it was delicious.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oh, you're back. Did you visit the Museum of Science on your trip?
Yes, it was great. There are more than 400 amazing exhibits. Can you imagine?
How did you get your ticket?
I bought it online, but it wasn't easy. The internet page isn't available in English, so it was really difficult for me to register and complete the booking form. It was a nightmare. Fortunately, it turned out that they had clear explanations in English in all the exhibition rooms. The problem started again in the canteen. The menu wasn't translated, so I picked something that looked yummy. And luckily, it was delicious. Five. So, one fridge magnet, three funny key rings, and some bookmarks. We've got everything. I hope they will like the gifts we've bought.
Oh, we still need to get some stamps for the postcards. We have to send them today.
Well, I haven't seen a post office near here, Susan.
Let's go downstairs and ask the receptionist. I'm sure she'll know. Or maybe we can get the stamps at the reception.
Sure. Where is our key? Oh, it's here, on the bed. Let's go.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
So, one fridge magnet, three funny key rings, and some bookmarks. We've got everything. I hope they will like the gifts we've bought.
Oh, we still need to get some stamps for the postcards. We have to send them today.
Well, I haven't seen a post office near here, Susan.
Let's go downstairs and ask the receptionist. I'm sure she'll know. Or maybe we can get the stamps at the reception.
Sure. Where is our key? Oh, it's here, on the bed. Let's go. Six.
What time do you usually start filming when you are on location?
A lot depends on the script, but I love filming at sunrise.
Why so early?
Then the light is perfect.
Isn't it too early for the actors?
Well, not everybody can concentrate fully at that time of day, and things often start to go wrong. Imagine the scene is going well, and suddenly one of the actors forgets his lines. I tell everybody to do the scene again, and sometimes we have to shoot it a few times, so I get more and more irritated. The best light is soon gone, and I don't get the scene the way I planned it when I read the script.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What time do you usually start filming when you are on location?
A lot depends on the script, but I love filming at sunrise.
Why so early?
Then the light is perfect.
Isn't it too early for the actors?
Well, not everybody can concentrate fully at that time of day, and things often start to go wrong. Imagine the scene is going well, and suddenly one of the actors forgets his lines. I tell everybody to do the scene again, and sometimes we have to shoot it a few times, so I get more and more irritated. The best light is soon gone, and I don't get the scene the way I planned it when I read the script.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.